Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWRV 3.185 Clear Channel. Got a great program, part three of Watchmen on the Wall. You ever wonder why that the Watchmen were positioned on the wall for the main reasons? I'll get back with you right after our shofar. That's what they did. They blowed the shofar. What for? To announce the new moon count. Wonder why they counted for. Well, it wasn't Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, when they blowed the shofar. Here we go. There's the shofar, ladies and gentlemen. That's the reason we blow the shofar. We want you to know what it's all about, what was the reasoning for the timepiece. You know, if it had been Saturday, don't you think that everybody had known it was Saturday like today? We got the Gregorian calendar. Let's say that they were keeping the Gregorian calendar hanging on the wall back in the days that we're going to talk about tonight. When they had watchmen, what were they for? Did they have a calendar that said today is Saturday and today is the Sabbath? I don't think so. And yet we've got these, I just don't like to get upset at these watchmen that blow the wrong timepiece. Well, on the Gregorian calendar, this is Wednesday night, right? Well, according to the lunar calendar, it would begin a new day. So we'd already be in a new day. The Gregorian, 12 o'clock, 12:01 a.m., which start another day with the Gregorian. All these things, ladies and gentlemen, deny the watchman's duty of Ezekiel 33. Now, if their watchman today, as described in Ezekiel, who are these watchmen? After examining the following from Ezekiel 33, who would ever want to be put in the position of the responsibility of a watchman? Notice this. If, in Ezekiel 33, the word of Yahweh came to me saying, Son of man, speak to the sons of your people and say to them, if I bring a sword upon the land and the people of the land take one man from among them and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming upon the land and blows the trumpet, and warns the people, then he who hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, and a sword comes and takes him away, his blood will be upon his own head. If he hears the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning, his blood will be upon himself. But had he taken warning, he would have delivered his life. Now, you see the seriousness of the watchman? And that's what I've been trying to emphasize to you, that if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and a sword comes and takes a person from them, he's taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from the watchman's hand. Now, if you know to do good and do it not, it's a sin. If you know what day of the month that you blow the trumpet and sound the alarm, you know what the book of Hebrews says? Again, take heed, lest any of you with an unbelieving heart fail to enter into my rest. Now, what's that all about? Well, it's about the timekeeping of the positioning of remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Was it on Saturday? Well, what was the watchman for? They had appointed men that were specially trained and especially gifted. Now, these were the sons of Issachar, who knew the positions in the heavens. Well, today, the watchman on the wall of the Gregorian calendar, he watches the calendar hanging up on the wall, and he relaxes and says, well, the Sabbath is not till Saturday, so I can go ahead and eat, drink, and be merry. Ladies and gentlemen, I have repeated time after time after time that the Saturday Sabbath keepers, along with the first day of the week keepers, both are in error, and a sword is coming upon the land to take away from those people who will not hear the sound of the trumpet. Now, what is that sound? Again, listen to the procedures of the watchman of today. He comes on WWRV as a watchman, and he tells you in the Bible where it declares that the scriptures would say from one new moon to the next, not from one Saturday to the next. Here it is in Isaiah 66, verse 22 and 23 and 24. From one new moon, blow the shofar. Now, we blow the shofar almost every evening that we come up on the wall here on WWRV. And WWRV is a giant that sends the sound of the trumpet of the watchman on the wall of the true Sabbaths, and the performances is based upon our voice going out over the airwaves. My voice is not the only voice that sanctions and recommends for you to hear what the watchmen say. Now, again, let me go over this. We offer a $10,000 reward for anyone that can prove out of the Bible that the Sabbath is kept any other time other than 8, 15, and 22, and 29. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh's word is forever settled in heaven. Nothing can be added to it. No one can add anything to Ezekiel. Now, this is not a past watchman on the wall. The watchman on the wall, back in the days of Ezekiel, had a tremendous responsibility. He didn't go to sleep on his watch. He didn't make it easy on himself. He watched for the sighting of the new moon. Why? It wasn't to find out when Saturday was, that's for sure. Is that right? You see, the people today do not use the new moon for the dates to determine the reckoning in time. But notice again what Ezekiel the prophet, or Isaiah the prophet, who is agreeing with Ezekiel the watchman, who told the watchman that if they would blow the trumpet and warn the people, and then the people didn't respond, they didn't love Yahweh, they didn't keep his commandments, they didn't prepare for the Sabbath, Isaiah brought in the revelation in the 66th chapter of the book of Isaiah. He says in the 22nd verse, that it shall come to pass in that day. Now, what day? Is that a future day? Yes, it is. Well, yeah, but today, Pastor Buddy, we don't worry about that now. See, today we keep Saturday. Yahweh, He rested on Saturday, and that's when we rest. That's when the Jews rest. So we know that they know, and you should know that they know when the Sabbath comes. That was on Saturday, from Friday night until Saturday night. That's the Sabbath. Ladies and gentlemen, I am going to forewarn you as a watchman on the wall so that your blood will be upon your own hands, not mine. If any man fails to take heed from the blowing of the shofar or blowing of the trumpet to announce from one new moon to the Sabbath. Now, again, the formula, again, of the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 46 and verse 1. Now, remember, we offer a $10,000 reward for anyone to show us anywhere in the Bible where it says Saturday is the Sabbath. You can't do that. We will give you at least 75 to 80 examples in the Bible, diagrammed, where the new moon begins the Sabbath count. After the new moon, you would work 6 days, keep a Sabbath, and then you would rest again on the first crescent, one quarter, first crescent, and then you would work 6 more, and you would come to the 15th day. This is in harmony with the plan of Ezekiel in 46, 1 and 2, and in Isaiah 66, 22, 23, and 24. A foregone conclusion that the formula does not mention anything about a Saturday or a Sunday, the Sabbath, which most of you Christians, you won't listen to the watchman on the wall. Therefore, you shall be turned over to a renovated mind, and we call on Yahweh right now to bind all of this demonic debauchery that is going on in the mouth of these false prophets that is advocating a Saturday Sabbath or a first day of the week Sabbath by the Gregorian calendar. We bind you in the name of Yahweh as authorized watchman on the wall, that you shall proceed no further, that you shall be turned over to a reprobated mind, you shall remain blind and dumb and rooted up and cast out. Now that's the warning of the watchman on the wall. The evidence is very, very detailed that according to the 33rd chapter of the book of Ezekiel, that those watchmen on the wall today are watching. What are they watching for? The blowing of the trumpet of the new moon and starting the count for the whole month to bring the position of the Sabbath from the watchman on the wall to be placed in the trumpet from one new moon to the next, and from one Sabbath. These are starting points of count. Nowhere does Yahweh say, bring you a watchman's calendar of Pope Gregory, hang it on your wall and watch it and worship it and keep those days that we say are holy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest fraud in the world. This is why that this nation must repent or perish because of its failure to observe the many, many examples that Brother Arnold and myself have taught for years. We've been on the radio 4 years, ladies and gentlemen. Both of us are on WWRB. We started out years ago on a station in Nashville, WLAC 1510. Then we went to the WCR. And then we went to the flagship station now presently for the Shepherd's Call. I believe it's also exclusively for Brother Arnold. And Brother Arnold, who has the means to pay the $10,000, we've been on this a long time, and people think that we're arrogant and we're playing games. We're on the wall watching. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Make your election and calling sure. As watchmen, and the duty of a watchman of Ezekiel 33, bring a sword upon the land. And the people of the land will take a man from among them and make him a watchman. And if he sees the sword coming, ladies and gentlemen, the sword's coming to America, to a neighborhood near you. The sword of destruction. The sword of disobedience. The sword of falsehood, the sword of strife, the sword of lovers of filthy lucre, the sword of tradition, Christmas, Easter. The Gregorian calendar tells you that December the 25th is Christ's birthday, and they worship it around the world. That's a lie. And yet we pretend, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the watchman who sees the sword coming. And I see it coming, ladies and gentlemen. The sword will soon fall upon this nation for its disobedience, for its reluctance to hear the word, turning their ears from the word, being turned into fables who follow the deceived and let the deceived deceive them. If a watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, blow the trumpet in the new moon. They're not blowing it today as watchmen on the wall. They're not warning the people to remember Yahweh's Sabbath. Example, $10,000. You ever heard of Saturday Sabbath keepers say, we got $10,000 for any of you Bible idiots that deny that the Gregorian calendar says that Saturday is the Sabbath. Have you ever heard any of them? No. And you never will. Why? Because they know it's not in the Bible. But they teach you as if it is, as they teach off the pages of the Pope watch on the wall, which is nothing more than appointed Catholicism, which they have turned into fables, sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. That's what they are. They will think to change times. Well, what times do they change, Pastor Buddy? They certainly don't use the new moon, and the Bible recommends it hundreds of times to blow the trumpet, to set the festivals and the feasts. For signs and for wonders. This shall be a sign between me and you. Listen to this now. This shall be a sign unto you. Do you want more signs? Do you seek a sign? Yeah, but I find it in the calendar, Pastor Buddy. That's where I find it, Lord of God. It's right there now, and you don't need to change it either. You shouldn't change the Word of God and deny that the calendar says Saturday is the seventh day. You know it is. You're lying. Psalms 104, now listen to me, 104 verse 19. He made the moon for appointed times. Oh, I don't believe in that old moon, Pastor Buddy. It's just a useless commodity up there. It's just like, you know, the tits on a boar hog. It don't give any milk. It don't refresh me. You lying watchman on the wall. You watchman of profit and tradition. You watchmen that are dumb. If the watchman sees the sword coming, it's coming, ladies and gentlemen, to cut off everyone that fails to enter the restful period of the true Sabbath. When was it? Was it a lunar Sabbath imposed by Yahweh, as he says, I have made the moon for appointed times. Now go back and look at the word appointed. I spent a whole hour on that. You're going to be surprised that they have changed the word appointed to congregation. And Satan says, I will sit over the appointments to rule the people and have the watchmen of the Gregorian calendar looking and worshiping when they ought not to, because there is no sounding of the trumpet. There is no blowing of the trumpet in the new moon. Watchmen, do your duty and do it correctly. Else I will require the blood at your hand if you fail to blow the trumpet and warn the people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and you know this very well, that he made the two great lights in the heaven. What are the great lights for? For times and appointment. And Satan said, I will change the times and the appointments. I will take them out of the synchronicity of worshiping Yahweh, and I'll have them worshiping on Saturday, glory to God. And they're going to say, well, that's God's chosen people. And you know when, that they know when the Saturday Sabbath was, back thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, and they kept it perfect down through the ages. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're so ignorant and so unlearned, and you will not take heed, I have warned you, and you've not danced. I have applied to you, and you haven't changed your tradition from the Gregorian calendar of Saturn Day and the Sunday, the 2 days that Satan has refreshed himself to sit over the appointment of the people of Yahweh, the people of Israel, and had them to change my times, blow the trumpet in Zion, blow it on the new moon, and in the feast days, synchronized to the new moon. Coming up, like I said last night, ladies and gentlemen, we are going together for the true Sabbath on October the 21st. We will gather on a full moon, the 15th, where we're commanded. Oh, but you people will be gathering on Saturday. That's a day late and a dollar short, looks like to me. Or maybe it's a day late and many dollars ahead for the people that love filthy lucre. You preachers that would rather preach for attention or for filthy lucre or for a place to run up and down the road to preach in, you can go anywhere and preach to the Seventh-day Adventists and the people that worship on a false day, to a false god in the heavens, Saturn. The Saturnalia, brought to you courtesy of the Sun God people, the S-U-N God people. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we take no prisoners on the wall. Yahweh said, preach my word, be instant in season and out, and reprove and rebuke. Now, for you, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman for the house of Israel. So you will hear a message from my mouth. I have made the moon in the heavens for appointments. But Pope Gregory came back and he said, you know, I agree with the Julius Caesar. We don't really need that old moon up there. So let's just change it. Well, Daniel 7:25 saw Julius Caesar and Pope Gregory coming. They have turned the truth into a lie by changing the appointed times. And you think there's no bloodletting coming? You think, listen to this. So you will hear my message from my mouth and preach my word when you read Psalms 104, verse 19. I have made the moon in the heavens for appointed times. Oh, we don't use that old moon no more, said Julius, and Pope Gregory agreed. Then Yahweh said, and I will say to the wicked who have been influenced to change my times and laws, it's a conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wicked men, you shall surely die. And you do not to speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require of you false watchmen on the wall of Saturday, promoting, speaking it, spewing it out of your filthy mouth for a filthy lucre or for your tradition or to back up that you're believing that the Jews are God's chosen people, and you know it's true. Ladies and gentlemen, you better take heed from the Master, Yahweh himself, and read John chapter 8, 43 and 44. You would do well to go there. You would do well to read that, to see that there is a seed upon this earth who has perverted the right way and convinced the righteous to go astray. And Yahweh said, I will require the blood of these evil watchmen from their own hand. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you for sure that that's going to be a terrible day when the wicked shall die. And they fail to warn the wicked from their way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require from the hand of the watchman. But if you, on your part, warn a wicked man to turn from his way, let's see, now let me read again. Isaiah in chapter 66, verse 22 and 23. Here he says, from one new moon into the next, the moon is going to be applied in the coming kingdom. If you do not turn from your wicked ways, your wicked worship way of Saturday and Sunday, because everybody else is doing it, that don't prove. Because broad is the way, wide is the gate, and many of the wicked, listening to the appointments of the wicked watchmen who recommend to you Saturday and Sunday, oh, that's good enough for me. Dad done it all his life. You've done it all your life. You know it ain't right. It ain't wrong. You know that old foolish loner's nothing but confusion. That old moon up there shouldn't even be in the sky, glory to God. It's useless. But his blood, these wicked watchmen, I will require from your hand. But if you, on your part, warn the wicked as watchmen who are preaching the appointed times of watchmen, because I have appointed you as watchmen for the appointments that I have set in the heavens, and the moon is set in the heavens for appointed times. I don't care what the devil says. You know, the devil don't scare me none. I've been long in this. Too much to gain to lose. I'm not talking about filthy lucre. I haven't gained any of that. I'm poor and will probably die poor. Because it's for certain you brought nothing into this world with you that Saturday is the Sabbath. Come on over here with us. The watchman, the wicked watchman say, who has no respect for your blood, Yahweh says, you wicked watchman, you shall surely die because you failed to warn the wicked who strayed away from my times, and they shall be turned into hell with all nations. He shall die in his iniquity. But if you cry from the wall in a righteous plan of the true Sabbath, prove all things, $10,000. I know that's arrogant. I know that we shouldn't have to do that to wake you up. But are you think that we're just playing with you when you think, oh, if I was to call him up, he would deny, and he would, okay, call me up and tell me that Saturday is the Sabbath. Give me five scriptures to prove it. You can't give one, let alone five. You will die in your iniquity, because he that hath my word, let him speak it faithfully, and he that hath a lie, let him go to hell with all nations that forget my word. Now look closely in chapter 20 of the book of Acts. You can see that the apostle Paul understood this strong warning, even as he warned the overseers in the church at Ephesus concerning his departure after them, which would be 3 years, I testify to you that I am innocent of the blood of all men, for I did not shirk from declaring to you the whole purpose of Yahweh. Be on guard for yourselves and for your flock, among which the Holy Ruach, or the Spirit, has made you overseers, to become shepherds of the church of Yahweh, which he purchased with his own blood. It's, ladies and gentlemen, I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock, and from among your own selves, men will arise speaking perverse things and changing times and laws, from the lunar month count and the Sabbath account of Ezekiel 46, 1 and 2, to perverse things, to draw away good disciples that are easy deceived. Therefore, be on alert. Watch, remembering that night and day for a period of 3 years, I did not cease to warn you with tears, as I told you in the book of Acts, chapter 20, 26 through 31, and Acts 18 and 6. You could say that the apostolic watchman on the wall, they knew the name, they knew the lost sheep of Israel, they knew that you should obey your watchmen and submit to them, for they keep watch over your soul as those who will give an account. There it is in Ezekiel 33, Hebrews 13 and 17, is still in force with the book of Ezekiel 33. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is telling us that the appointed times regarding the last days, they will not hear me because they did not hear you. They will not hear you because they did not hear me. But watchmen, take heed and be upon alert, for you know not when the appointed time will come. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. You better be on the synchronized clock in the heavens. I have placed the great light of the day and the great light of the night to synchronize and to bring about the changing of the seasons and the appointed times in the heavens. Stay on alert. When the appointed time will come upon you unaware. It's like a man on a journey who, upon leaving his house and putting his servants in charge, assigned them the task and commanded the doorkeeper to stay on alert. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the lunar Sabbath than to dwell in the Saturday tents of wickedness. Let me repeat that. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the lunar Sabbath and the new moons than to dwell with a whole crowd of people on Sunday or Saturday or Saturnalia Day, actually invented by the Catholic Church to deceive. If they can't get you with the one day, they get you with the next one. 99% of Christians a day are taken in by the 2 days when he said, I say unto you, watch, be on alert. Mark 13:33. Notice that the time is coming and the day is close at hand. Notice this, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh wants you to be in his time frame. Yahweh wants you to be about your Father's business. Now, how did he keep his Sabbath? By watching. Watching for what? In the heavens, there is a system, a lunar system, that is designed by Yahweh himself, not man, not Pope Gregory. You know, I hear some of these preachers on the radio, and they bump their gums, trying to impress the ones that have been deceived, and deceive the others who are hearing them, leading them astray as false watchmen, inventing a system of man-made times and laws. And the book of Daniel 7:25 saw them coming in the personage of tradition, seem right, and the time span of being there to sit over the sides of the north. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we know that Satan has changed the appointed times that Yahweh put in the heavens and his festivals and his seasons and has noticed the change as watchmen have called out a false alert. They sounded the Sabbath, the shofar, when there was no Sabbath. They took you out of the rhythm and the synchronicity of Yahweh's eternal plan, proven by example after example that the Sabbath only falls within the lunar month of 8, 15, 22, 29, and no exception of an example anywhere in the Bible, challenging you, you razorbacks, you swine who squeal upon the wall your traditional squilling, and just because it appeals to so many people that were before you, that were deceived before you as watchmen that were deceived. Take heed, ladies and gentlemen. Take heed and take warning. Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Because the watchman cried from the wall, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good. The moon is set for appointed times. Ladies and gentlemen, if they come to you and have not this doctrine, receive them not into your house, neither wish them Godspeed. Curse them in the name of Yahweh, and let their folly be presented no more. Yahweh will stop their wicked mouth. Every mouth will be stopped by the truth of the gospel, irregardless of how strange it seems to your circumcised traditional years of tradition. But ladies and gentlemen, the truth, which is so narrow, the truth of the revelation of the lunar Sabbath is so misunderstood because it seems so strange to the ears of the Saturday keepers and the Sunday keepers. Now, why would it be that way? Because tradition has crept in through the evil, wicked watchmen that will not tell the truth. Oh, yeah, they think they're right. It seems right. You know, when Saturday comes, the world shuts down. It's a weekend. They'll give you Saturday off. Now, if they happen to want you to work, you don't have to. They have social laws of rest. Saturday is an accepted rule plan to let you go ahead. Satan enjoys you worshiping on Saturday. He enjoys you most favorably and worshiping in on the Sunday. Really, ladies and gentlemen, no different between Saturnalia and sun worship. It is the same Saturn day tradition of the wicked Baal prophets of old, the watchman on the Baal wall, out on the wall of Yahweh. The men of Yahweh will preach you the lunar Sabbath. They will preach you the appointed times by the moon that is set in the heavens. They will watch as watchmen for your soul. Take heed to the watchman. You may be cut off in an hour that you think not. For when they say peace, peace, or shalom, worship on Saturday with us. Come over to our church. We're Seventh Day Adventists. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to have a Seventh Day Adventist come on my program and talk to me about the tradition of the Saturday worship. No, I don't want no seam right stuff. I want facts. I want the encyclopedias of the history. And then above all, I ask for the Word of Yahweh. Would that be too much to ask for? And you Sunday worship, you sun god people, you certainly have no leg to stand on yourself. Saturday and Sunday is a flawed, man-made religion and worship. And the true watchman on the wall crying out, uttering their voice, saying unto them, come out of her, my people. Change from your wicked ways. Obey the watchmen who watch for your soul. For I know that after my departure, grievous wolves, who are they? What about Pope Gregory, who changed Yahweh's lunar calendar and placed it in the walls of the homes and people watch them? You are a watchman whether you want to admit it or not. If you're a false watchman, you know what Yahweh said? Your blood, for you have deceived others in participating and run into your excess of error, changing the truth into a lie, worshiping the one that sits over the congregation as Saturday worshipers and Sunday worshipers, changing times and laws. The mission of Satan is accomplished by himself and his children and all of those that would be deceived by him. You got my message tonight, part 3 of the Watchman on the Wall. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be in festival, as I said. We're going to start in the festival of next month. Now, I just came from the King's Gate Inn today. Everything looks very good and looks like things are beginning to shape up. We are going to have men that will come early and stay late and work as watchmen on the wall on your behalf to give you a place to hear the truth. That October the 8th, beginning on Thursday night, will blow the shofar in the new moon. And that's the day of trumpets. The 8th of October. Now remember, we keep a 13th month lunar count. You say, well, why are y'all so late, Pastor Buddy? Because we're in time season. The Gregorian changes it. It's very subtle. We change it so you will recognize it. The Gregorian changes it. But subtly, it passes over your head. And the watchman who watched the Gregorian calendar upon the wall, Yahweh will require the blood of all that you've deceived. It'll come from you. And those who have been deceived, they will lose their souls for the wickedness of the deception. But woe unto them that do the deceiving. Their blood will be upon their head. And we're talking about multiplied greater damnation. Now, again, on October the 8th, we will blow the shofar and worship in the new moon. On Friday the 15th, we will observe the Sabbath. On the Day of Atonement, which is the 17th, we will fast and pray, preparing ourselves to get ready for the end gathering. After the 17th day, we will begin together on a Thursday evening at the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee, and we will observe the first day of the Tabernacles on the 22nd on a full moon. And then we will end the Feast of Tabernacles of the 7 days on the 28th at the going down of the sun. And on the 29th, which is on a Friday, we will celebrate the 8th day. Oh my. You say, Pastor Bennett, you're a strange preacher. No, I'm not strange. To Yahweh, because I'm preaching His word. I'm strange to your ears because they've been uncircumcised with the lies and the tradition of Saturday or Sunday, observing the false days of the satanic evil one who sets over the appointed times. In the 14th chapter of the book of Isaiah, I shall ascend above the clouds and be like the Most High. I will be like the Most High. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh has got news for all of those who will fail to enter into his rest. And that rest is a fixed time by the lunar calendar, because he set it in the heaven, according to, again, Psalms 104, verse 19. He set it in there for the appointments. I'll be keeping it. I hope you will. We'd love to see you there to learn. This is a great study, ladies and gentlemen. It'd take you years to study these things and for you to come on board with a fixed appointed time, sit in your understanding, study to show yourself a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, a right watchman who will remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. And remember, as Ezekiel said, the windows of the temple, the doors of the temple, the time gates of the temple is what he's saying. They will open only on the new moon. They'll open whether you're going to observe the new moon or not. Didn't have anything to do whether you keep it or not. You're going to be judged accordingly. And the watchmen who are in charge of your soul, and watch for your soul, if they warn you and you will not heed, you will be turned into hell with all nations that forget him. But if you will observe Yahweh's laws, keep his commandments and enter into his rest, and the gate is opening on the new moon, work 6 days, you'll come to first quarter. Rest on the eighth day. Work 6 days, you'll come to the 15th day. Rest. 8, 15, 22, and 29. That's the formula. Yahweh bless you, and Yahweh keep you. Now, let me give you the number of the hotel in Sweetwater, Tennessee, where this is 4 miles from the location. The Hilltop Hotel. Reasonable rates. A decent place to stay. They have rooms starting at $169 for a week. Now, the 7 days, remember, we're going to be there 8 days, but you'll be departing after sundown on Friday. You'll have the whole weekend to get home on. 423-337-3511. Now, again, that's the Hilltop Hotel, located on Exit 60 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, off of I-75, north-south. Phone, 423-337-3511. Now, their email is hilltophotel60exit@gmail.com. So, you can stay there for around $35 a night. Now, at the Sweetwater Quality Inn, they have rooms there for around $49 a night. Just a little bit higher than the Hilltop. And the Hilltop, remember, offers special rates for those who would like those special rates. You can get them the room for the week. We encourage you to camp out if you want to. It won't cost you anything if you like to sleep out under the stars. And there'll be music played. There'll be old-fashioned campfires, probably. We don't know how many's going to camp out. Might be one or two. Anyway, with him, one or two is the majority. Praise Yahweh. As for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. We'll see you there at the time of the appointment. Yahweh bless you and Yahweh keep you. And we'll see you at the shofar, the blowing of the shofar, coming up on the 8th day of October, where we're going to observe the Feast of Trumpets. On the 17th, we will fast for atonement. And then on the night of the 21st, we will gather and keep the festival, singing, praising, shouting, worshiping, reading, proving all things, discussing, testifying, and maybe doing a little work. Praise Yahweh. Bring what you can to the festival. Above all, bring your heart and your spirit and understanding. Bring your testimonies. We'll see you there. We'll ride with you. Praise Yahweh. Over the road, may Yahweh bless you, and may Yahweh keep you, and I'll see you Friday night around the world at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. It'll be 8:30 Central, for you in the Central Time Zone. Bless you and keep you. If you'd like to make reservations, let me know. I can do that for you. Unless you want to call yourself. I'll give you the number, but I will make them for you. Have someone to make those rooms. If you'd like a room, let me know and I can reserve them. Maybe if I can get as much as 10, 20 rooms, I could get a better rate. Call me and let me know. I'll see you Friday night. Yahweh bless you and I love you.